Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 483, The 4% Rule, the easy answer to how much do I need for retirement, part one, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And hi again, everybody. I'm your narrator, Dan, here each weekday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. For now, let's get to our post as we optimize your life. The 4% Rule, the easy answer to how much do I need for retirement, part one, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. In the Financial Independence Club, we've got a little shortcut that goes by names like the 4% Rule, or the 4% Safe Withdrawal Rate, or simply the SWR. As with all things financial, it's the subject of plenty of controversy, and we'll get to that, and then punch it flat, later. But for now, for those new to the concept, let's define the safe withdrawal rate. The safe withdrawal rate is the maximum rate at which you can spend your retirement savings such that you don't run out in your lifetime. That sounds nice and simple, but unfortunately, it's an unpredictable thing to nail down. After all, you don't know what sort of roller coaster rides the economy will take your retirement savings on, and you also don't know what rate of inflation will persist throughout your lifetime. Will a box of eggs cost $6 a dozen when you're 65, or will it be closer to $60? How can we possibly know how much money we will need to live on in retirement? The answers you get to this question vary widely. Financial beginners, about 95% of the population, tend to randomly just throw out a number between $5 and $100 million. Financial advisors who aren't mustachians will tell you that it depends on your pre-retirement income, with the implicit assumption that you are spending most of what you earn, and the end answer will be somewhere between $2 and $10 million. Financial independence enthusiasts will have the closest to correct answer. Take your annual spending and multiply it by somewhere between 20 and 50. That's your retirement number. If you use the number 25, you're implicitly using a 4% safe withdrawal rate, which is my own personal favorite number. So where does this magic number come from? At the most basic level, you can think of it like this. Imagine you have your stash of retirement savings invested in stocks or other assets. They pay dividends and appreciate in price at a total rate of 7% per year before inflation. Inflation eats 3% on average, leaving you with 4% to spend reliably forever. Now I can already hear a chorus of whines and rattling keyboards starting up, so let's qualify that statement. That's the idealized version. In reality, stocks go up and down every year, and so does inflation. Over a long multi-decade period like the gigantic retirement you and I will be enjoying, enormous things have happened in the past. The Great Depression, the World Wars, Vietnam, and the Cold War, the abandonment of the gold standard for U.S. currency, and years of 10% plus inflation and 20% plus interest rates. More recently, the Great Financial Crash and a slicing in half of real estate and stock values. If you happened to retire in 1921 on a mostly stock nest egg, you would have experienced an enormous stock run-up for the first 8 years of your retirement. You'd be so rich by the time the 1929 crash and the Great Depression hit that you'd barely notice the trouble in the streets from your rosewood-paneled tea room. On the other hand, if you retired in early 2000 while holding stocks, you saw an immediate and huge drop in your savings along with low dividend yields, and your stash may be looking pretty sparse today 12 years into retirement. In other words, the sequencing of booms and crashes matters. Ideally, you want to retire in a time of low stock prices just before a long boom. But you can't predict these things in advance. So again, how do we find the right answer? Luckily, various early retirement ninjas have done the work for us. They analyzed what would have happened for a hypothetical person who spent 30 years in retirement between the years 1925 to 1955, then 1926 to 1956, 1927 to 1957, and so on. They gave this imaginary retiree a mixture of 50% stocks and 50% five-year U.S. government bonds, a fairly sensible asset allocation. Then they forced the retiree to spend an ever-increasing amount of his portfolio each year, starting with an initial percentage, then indexed automatically to inflation as defined by the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. This gigantic series of calculations was called the Trinity Study, and since then it has been updated, tweaked, and reported on, recently by a guy named Wade Faw. He created a very useful chart showing what the maximum safe withdrawal rate would have been for various retirement years. You can see it on this post. The 4% value is actually somewhat of a worst-case scenario in the 65-year period covered in the study. In many years, retirees could have spent 5% or more of their savings each year and still ended up with a growing surplus. This brings me to a critical point. This study defines success as not going broke during a 30-year test period. To people like you and me who will enjoy 60-year retirements, that would not be successful. We want our money to last much longer than 30 years. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled The 4% Rule, The Easy Answer to How Much Do I Need for Retirement by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's it for today. Have a happy Wednesday, all of you. I will see you in the Thursday show tomorrow. That's where we'll finish up this post for Mr. Money Mustache, and that's where your optimal life awaits.